And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is making the world a better place. Each of my guests is explaining how to make the world a better place. My next guest is an acclaimed motivational speaker, a success coach, and a close-quarter combat instructor with 11 black belts. He'll share his 24 years of accumulated life lessons about developing peak performance from his book, The ABCs of Peak Performers. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, give us a call at 639-0008. And just a reminder, we've had two callers on the sandwich. The next caller at 639-0008 will win two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe, two locations to serve you, one in Ventura and one in Oxnard, just in time for lunch. My next guest, Bill Poet, has studied, taught, and trained with military, law enforcement, and corporate performance experts throughout the United States and Asia since 1988. Bill holds 11 martial arts degrees, as I said earlier, and he's a knife-fighting close combat instructor with more than 20 years of experience working with individuals and teams for whom peak performance is literally a matter of life and death. Bill's greatest joys in his life are his wife and his three amazing daughters. He lives by the creed that life is not a spectator sport. He's an adventurer, a sports fitness specialist, a licensed pilot, a skydiver, and an ultralight backpacker. Bill lives and writes and conducts workshops from Rancho San Julian and the last family member owned operating Spanish land grant ranch in the state of California. It was deeded to his great-great-great-grandfather, Don Jose de la Guerra. Welcome to the show, Bill. How are you today?
Bill, good morning, and I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being our guest. I love to talk to thought leaders such as yourself who've written a great book. And your book is an interesting mix of sort of wisdom, personal anecdotes, quotes from other famous people, and exercises. So I have to ask you, though, why did you choose to format the book in 26 parts, sort of the ABCs, following the alphabet?
Well, what happened, Bill, is about 4 years ago, my first wife became terminally ill. And my daughter was a freshman in high school, and it was an extremely painful process for our entire family. And, you know, you begin really looking at your own mortality, and I wanted to sort of condense and encapsulate the best of what I had learned into lessons for my daughter. And that's really how the book began. It began as things that if I had gone, I wanted her to have ownership of. And I guess I'm just kind of a sequential linear thinker, and after about the first two letters I wrote her, I got this idea of taking my years of working with peak performers and breaking it into the qualities that I found to be universal to success in every field of endeavor, whether you were in business or in the military or in relationships, and just began writing weekly, bi-weekly letters to my daughter and followed the alphabet, and that's how we got the book.
All right. Well, now, you're a sequential kind of guy, but does your book need to be read sequentially from A to Z, or can a reader skip around to the topics that interest him or her?
Well, that's a great question, and I live up in wine country, and I kind of tell people it's a great wine book, and that, you know, if you want to sit on your porch and kind of flip through the book and pull up a chapter that resonates or calls you, that's great. But it is also designed as a life training manual. And so what I have my clients do, and people who buy the book to really move their lives forward, you read it A to Z, and then at the very back of the book there is a self-evaluation. And before you do any of the exercises, I have my clients and friends and readers give themselves an A through F grade on that skill set or that chapter. Then when they finish the book, they go back and we do kind of a reverse first process. We take the qualities that they need the most improvement on, and we put that at the top, and we put the ones that they're best on at the bottom, because, you know, none of us really need to work on stuff we're great on, and it creates a customized training manual for all of our, you know, very unique and individual needs in a development process.
Well, now, it's interesting. You say that you have the readers go through it from A to Z, but don't take the tests or the exercises that are at the end of every chapter, Bill. So my question to you is, what role do the exercises play in moving one's life forward?
Well, you know, spending years and years, and it really began in my work as a close-quarter combat instructor, you know, people tend to focus primarily on physical skills. So in a combat scenario, that might be your shooting skills. Can you rappel? Can you drive? How well can you handle hand-to-hand combat? But what we learned is your mental and emotional makeup and those skill sets are probably more valuable than the physical skills. So we would run tests on shooters, for example, and they would be a static test and who could draw and, you know, put the bullets in the little round target in a non-pressure scenario, and we'd come up with a 1 through 10 ranking. Then what we would do is we would create some high-stress scenarios, and we would put these same shooters in another testing environment, and the rankings would completely change. And it really isn't, do you have the physical skill sets? It's, do you have the mental and emotional skill sets to win? And we've learned over years and years and years of study that you can develop something like character or focus or confidence the same way you would develop a muscle in a gym. So these chapters and exercises are designed to help people develop and build that character trait the same way you would go into a gym and build a bicep.
All right. My guest is Bill Poet. He has written the book, The ABCs of Peak Performers, 26 Simple Steps to Make More Empowered and to Make a More Empowered and Joyful Life. And Bill, one of the things that in picking up your book and flipping it over to the back, I noticed that there is a quote there from a Ventura County resident, Wayne Gretzky, the great one of hockey. And it says that you are one of the most knowledgeable trainers that he has ever worked with. So let me ask you, what gives you such street cred with Wayne and others?
Yeah, you know, I'm so blessed to have had a chance to work with Wayne, and he is really the great one. And what's so amazing about him is not only is he one of the greatest athletes that you could imagine, he's one of the greatest humans, and he's humble and he's kind. And I guess my street credibility comes from the fact that, you know, when you're training, there's something called the truth of the blade. And, you know, in life, you can be taught things and not test the validity of those ideas or be impacted by a negative belief system for years. And in a knife fight, the lag time between choice and consequence is instantaneous. And so, you know, my credibility as a coach really came from, you know, these things have been tested, they've been proven, and you can tell if they work right now. And that has sort of grown over, you know, 25 years of experience. And I've been blessed to work with great teams and great people and create great results for them.
All right. My guest is Bill Poet. Bill, let's dive into the book, if we can, a little bit, and focus on one of the letters in the book, the letter Y. That's where I'd like to start. Y stands for yes. So how can embracing yes really transform a person's life?
Well, you know, I just did a newsletter, and Steve Jobs, as we know, is very, very ill, and he just retired. And he talked about, and this was 5 years ago in a speech at Stanford, he talked about his own mortality, and this was before he had cancer, and he said, recognizing that we all end the game the same way really freed him up to take the risk and to go out into the world, and it removed the fear of failure, and it removed the doubt. And so embracing yes is really this idea of, you know what, if somebody else has done it, I can do it. And I'm going to move through, I'm going to find the things that turn me on, I'm going to find the things that bring me joy, and I'm not going to let fear and I'm not going to let doubt get in the way. And so I love the chapter on yes. It's about how big a bite are you going to take out of life and go for it.
Well, that's certainly true. None of us get out of here alive. That is true. My guest is Bill Poet. He's the author of the book, The ABCs of Peak Performers. Bill, give us some examples from your own coaching of people who have really embraced yes and how it's impacted their lives.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I was, as I was doing these letters for my daughter, they became a newsletter. And one of my clients and good friends got his PhD from Yale in romantic literature and mid-40s, and just had sort of lost himself, and it was probably, well, actually about 50 pounds overweight and having some career frustrations and having some relationship issues. And you know, as we age, the universe can kind of beat the dream out of us. Life is a tough taskmaster, and he has lost the best part of himself. And through the time we spent together coaching, he lost 55 pounds in 6 months, which is just phenomenal. And he got his career online. He's written, he had a book published. He's just in the process of another book. He edited my book, which was just an absolute blessing for me. And, you know, it's so key every single day to, you know, each day is a do-over. And, you know, especially in the world of combat, you can't rest on your laurels. You know, laurels are something that end up on your gravestone. It's what you're going to do today. It's how you view today. And being able to take that attitude of yes, now, today, is going to change everything you experience in your life.
I love that.
And it did with my good friend and editor, Jim Donlan.
I love that. I've just written that down. Laurels are what end up on your gravestone. My guest is Bill Poet, the ABCs of Peak Performers, 26 Simple Ways to Have More Empowered, Joyful Life. And let's dive in and let's take a look at another one of the letters, J, because it's in the subtitle of your book. J stands for joy. Now, isn't joy just a me generation concept? I mean, how can joy be taught, Bill?
Okay, this is I've spent more time on this idea. You know, in close quarter combat, death is an idea that is very real to you. But as I progressed in life, about 8 years ago, my older sister died, followed by my wife, wow. Followed by a very good friend, and then both of my parents. And so, you know, I've always been driven to be a peak performer. But what I realized in a lot of my coaching is someone might be incredibly successful in business, or they might be, you know, an Olympic athlete, but that doesn't mean no joy. And so my entire focus in my coaching and in my life in the book is that, you know, I don't want you to spend your entire life being a peak performer at something that doesn't bring you joy. And, you know, we live in a culture where everybody wants to be happy. And joy is not the absence of pain. And this is so important. Life isn't the absence of pain. And so if you think of happy as, I call it the new car smell emotion. You know, you get a brand new car and you're so excited, you're never going to eat French fries in it. And that lasts for about 2 weeks. And then it kind of goes back to the same old thing. Whereas joys have a richness and they have a texture and they are a much more profound emotion. You know, we talk about tear ducts and laugh lines. And to be truly human, you have to have the courage and the ability to live this entire spectrum. And when you do that, yes, you will know pain and you will grieve, but you're going to know these rich, profound joys. And so when I do my coaching, and it's really fascinating when I work with corporate teams, I mean, we spend an entire day on joy. And, you know, you'll see these guys from Wharton and Harvard and Columbia, their eyes kind of roll back into their heads until they realize you're spending 60, 70 hours a week in this building. If you are not enjoying the process, get out. Because, you know, on that last breath, right before we expire, you're not going, oh, well, you know, I'm really glad I built widgets, but I hated it.
My guest is Bill Poets. Bill, I'm going to ask you a difficult question right now. If you had to pick a place to start to becoming a peak performer, where would that be? And I know for you, that's going to be like picking amongst your children because you've got all these 26 different ways that you can approach this. But where would you start?
Are you saying me specifically?
Well, where would you recommend that we as listeners start? How's that?
You make a decision. And America, I've taken on the title of America's coach, and it was fascinating listening to the end of your previous interview. You know, I grew up, I was born in 62. My dad was an engineer for Lockheed, and he was involved in Skunk Works, and he was very active in the space race. And I remember sitting on the floor and watching that black and white TV and man walking on the moon. And that was really America's apex. And we have slipped into a country that has this mantra of it's not so bad. You know, my body's not so bad. My relationship's not so bad. My business is not so bad. And, you know, God, the universe, our families didn't bring us here for it's not so bad. And so the way you start is you recognize your inherent self-worth. You recognize the fact that you are a miracle, and you embrace the idea that good enough isn't. And as soon as you set that expectation and that standard of what used to be common in America, this idea of excellence, you're well on your way to being a peak performer. And then you find coaches and you find books and you find tools that will drive you to excel. But it's about raising your personal bar, and good enough isn't anymore.
My guest is Bill Poet, author of the book, The ABCs of Peak Performers, 26 Simple Steps to a More Empowered, Joyful Life. Bill, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The ABCs of Peak Performers?
You know, I don't want them to take anything away from my book. As a coach, and that's really what I've been my entire life, my job is to drive movement. And so if you read my book and you go, yeah, that was fun, that was great, well, then you just wasted my time and you wasted your time. I need my readers to change. That you, in order to change an outcome, you have to change your choices, and you have to be connected to your choices. You know, a third of America is obese, and, you know, we walk into a fast food restaurant, and they say right to your face, can I supersize you? No, you can't supersize me. And so the goal of this book is to get people to change how they think, change how they speak, change how they act, and then change their life.
Now, change is good. My guest has been Bill Poet, author of the book, The ABCs of Peak Performers. Bill, if you've gotten people enthused, they want to learn more about you, they want to learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Yeah, that would be great. I've got a website. It's BillPoet2T's.com, and we have a free, it's called A Daily Cup of Joy. And it's a newsletter that comes out every morning first thing, and it has seed thoughts, training tips, and inspirations. I have a weekly radio show that I do every Sunday. They can get on the website, and then the book is a third step. So, but the starting point for all of it is BillPoet.com with two T's.
BillPoetWith2T's.com. Bill, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.